Hello, Main Menu. This is Tandy Wei, and this time I'm going to talk to you about a procedure that may save you hours of reinstalling Windows. I heard about this procedure on one of the mailing lists, and I frankly don't remember where, but I thought it was important enough for those that may have missed it to go over the steps again. One of the things I like to do on the internet, there's so many hobbies, you might say sub-hobbies within the hobby of the internet, and one of the things I like to do is read reviews of software, and based on that review, it may be a glowing review, it may not be, I like to download the shareware product, if at all possible, install it, and see if that particular software helps me to accomplish some everyday task or helps me to do something that I hadn't even thought about. Sometimes I'm successful at that and I go ahead and buy the software because it does help me, and other times it's a disappointment and I uninstall the software. But doing these installs and uninstalls and so forth, some programs don't leave a clean uninstall. They leave trash behind, and sometimes they cause your system over a period of time to become unstable. You start getting the famous blue screen of death where you can't seem to boot into Windows. You get these write protection fault messages. You get these, this program has performed an illegal option at page fault number, gobba gobba gobba, and so forth. You know, you start getting these things for no apparent reason. And they get to the point where you just can't stand it anymore and you're faced with, what do I do? Do I reinstall Windows 98 or 95 all over again and go through the back-breaking tasks of reinstalling my applications? Or, if you're fortunate enough to have a backup system of some sort, do I resort to falling to my last known backup that was working? And then whatever applications I've installed since then, reinstall those and away we go. Those are the two options that you have, mostly. There is another way you can do this. Whenever you do a Windows installation, whether it's 95 or 98, there is a hidden file that is placed in your C root directory. That file is called system.1st, or system first. This file is the initial settings that you have when you do the Windows install. You might call them factory fresh settings. Whatever plug-and-play hardware you had and so forth. What you need to do is try to correct those problems in your registry if you feel that's where your trouble is, and in most cases that's where the problem is in your registry. You do a couple of things. Number one, before you do anything, it's always good practice to make a copy of your existing registry. Your existing registry is comprised of two files that reside in your Windows folder. One is called user.dat and the other is called system.dat. One is a pretty small file and one is a rather larger file. They won't fit onto a floppy. What you need to do is to take the ones that you're working with just prior to following my procedure and copy those off to another subdirectory. You have to use attribute and unhide the file. It will be a hidden file, so you'll have to use the minus H, minus R, minus S parameters. I don't recommend this procedure for a novice, by the way. This is for your middle of the road computer user and your power user. Make copies of your existing registry, and then what you want to do is you need to be in pure DOS. So you have to have a DOS screen reader or be able to see your screen, because you won't have access to your Windows screen reader during this procedure. At least not initially, you won't. You have to be in pure DOS. And what you do is you go to the root of C, of course, and there's a specific syntax that you're going to type here using the Ridge Edit program. You type Ridge, R-E-G-E-D-I-T, Ridge Edit, space, L as in Lima, the colon, system.1st, space slash E as in ever ready space my dot reg R-E-G. Hit the enter key. Just a few seconds, depending on how fast your machine is, you will now have a new copy of your registry file as though you had just now installed Windows. Of course, your applications are not listed. Your applications are not there. Once you have done this, what you're going to do here is you're going to want to merge this fact refresh registry file into your existing registry so that you can try to correct the problems that you're having and yet not have to go back and reinstall all of this, all of these files again. That can be a real problem, these applications. So once you've got this new file that we call my.reg, still in the DOS prompt, you're then going to type regedit space my period reg. What that's going to do is merge this fact refresh registry file in with your existing registry. And it may take a while. It may take 10 minutes or so. Once you've done that, the next time that you boot into Windows, you will have the plug-and-play wizard is going to kick in, and it's going to look for your plug-and-play hardware and so forth. And it may take your initial boot up, once you've done all of this, may take you 5 minutes or so, because it's going to be looking. You just be patient. But eventually, you're going to be back at your desktop, screen reader up and running, and then you can start performing some tests to see if you have alleviated all these problems that you've had. Hopefully this merging of a fresh registry with your, shall we say, unstable registry will correct many of your problems without you resorting to the other methods. If it doesn't, then you're faced with going back to square one and doing a Windows install or a backup. But I have used this procedure on two of my machines, and they have worked. One worked fabulous, and the other was, marginal. But faced with the prospect of having to do a Windows install, and I would, in my case, I have to pay for it, versus the other opportunities, I was able to live with it. But this gives you an alternative to having to do a whole Windows install. If you can correct the problems that are in your existing registry by merging this fact refresh, it sure makes things a lot easier. For main menu, this is Tandy Way.